Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
All right. Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Today. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor, and we're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests from time to time, we're coaching you Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share the call. Go ahead and share it with somebody. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. And if they want to go back and listen to any prior episodes, and also we had our 300th episode, if you want to go back, take a look at that, go hit me up on Facebook at Success Redefined, or you can go to the website at successwithnicola.com. We're starting a new series, and it's all about you have to say yes to a winning state of mind. Family, in this industry of network marketing, there are more people that don't take their spot at the top than people that do, and that's probably in any industry. But it's not like in this industry, like probably corporate America, professional sports, that there are only a few slots available. And so we're going to talk about saying yes to a winning state of mind on this week. Because many of us, we're in new seasons in our life. And that new season, you have to consistently be reminded that you can say yes and accept the truth that you too can take your spot at the top. Now, I need you to know that we're going to be coming out of the book of 1 Corinthians, and it's going to be chapter 10, verse 13. I'm telling you guys, we know that the battle is not outside. Not outside. I always say it's not anything outside. People, places, or things, we can allow it to affect our inside, and then that can obstruct our success. But that's not the source of winning. And we know we have to go to the source, the one who knows us, God who created us, to get the truth, to get the right answers about why are we not winning? And more importantly, how can we say yes, state of mind? So let's go to the Lord together. Let's go on and pray. Let's have a fresh wind, right? Just let's have a fresh mindset. Doesn't matter what happened last week. Doesn't matter what happened over the weekend. Doesn't matter what happened even just a few hours ago. We're pressing reset so we can say yes. Father God, we come before you. We thank you. We thank you for another day because this is the day that you've made. No other God can even claim that they've made the day or even made us. So we're joyful and we're glad for the opportunity to be here again. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, right now that we are awakening to the fact that we are winning as long as we keep pressing. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that right now we're mustering up the courage, not just regular courage, but good courage. Just like David gave for his son Solomon. We know that it takes courage to even face the truth and takes even more courage to have faith and even more courage to do the work. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that You've given us grace and mercy, another opportunity to get it right. On this day, we're asking your Holy Spirit to be full, prevalent, and take control. You're welcome here today and every day at Power Start Your Day. We're thanking you right now that as your servant is decreasing, you're increasing, that the truth will come out as to how can we say yes, no matter what it is that we see, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what people have said to us, no matter what we've experienced, how can we say yes to a winning state of mind? We know that as we ask and as we seek and as we knock, we know that you will deliver the right answers. But we don't only want to just know, we want the right spirit, and we know we can't have that right spirit without being connected to you. So everyone under the sound of our voice right now, they are coming on one accord with you and your spirit. We're thanking you right now that we're going to be going forward with full force to do great exploits in your name, not our own. We're thanking you for even the rewards that you allow us to partake in, because everything is yours and the fullness thereof. So as a matter of fact, we're giving it all back to you. So we'll do it right this time. We're honoring you in all of our ways and giving you also the highest praise, hallelujah, with the fruit of our lips. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, we pray, amen. All right, good morning, guys. Good morning. Wow, I see people already coming in the queue. And, you know, on this morning, I want us to go ahead, let's read this word, okay? And I know that as people come in the queue, make sure you guys remember this is not a particular company call. We literally have listeners that come in on this call every single day. Some of them not even in the industry of network marketing. Some of them have never, like, they never even knew that, you know, this type of information was available to them, which is going to even move into what we're going to be discussing today. And I need you guys to know that even when you're coming in on the call, you don't have to say any specific company, because these videos, I mean, these audios are going far. Okay. And so as you're coming in, we want you to know that this is a call for all network marketers, not necessarily anyone in one particular company. This is how God is having me to serve. Now, I do serve in my current company as well. However, this call is just for me to serve the industry as a whole. And so as we're discussing this, and we know that people are hungry and thirsty for the truth, the word, right? People are like, well, what is the truth? What is the truth? I can tell you this. The word of God and the principles about building wealth and being successful in this book here has never hurt anyone, always helped. Now, has people hurt people? Probably so. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to get hurt even if you're not under the word of God. So we want to make sure that we are staying as close to the truth as possible. And the best way for you to do that is to know who authored the truth in the first place. Why? Because he said he's the author and finisher of our faith. He said he's the Alpha and the Omega, and that's God Almighty. So let's go here to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. And it says, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. We're talking about saying yes to a winning state of mind. Family, I need you to know something. That in order for us to proclaim the gospel, or even that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, is because he died and he rose again. He's living. He's alive. And what this means in order for him to be alive is that he's already conquered every angle of what we will call the enemy. Many of us will credit, and even some of us, even I've done it, even in talk and say, oh, the enemy is busy. But he is busy, but he's not victorious. So I need you guys to know something here. That if you're more than a conqueror, that's what the word of God tells us, you have to realize that the biggest battle for success, we're talking about, even when Robert and I, we kind of laid out, we're going to be doing the Millionaire Secrets Mastermind, and I need you to know that many of our secrets and the first secrets is always going to be coming through the word of God, because this is where we get the revelations when we feel that we're not winning. I can tell you something. There has been times in my life where we have failed tests, lost battles, but the war, God has already counted us victorious because of what Jesus did for us. So I need you guys to hear something for a moment. The only time you can really feel that you're losing is if you're not on one accord with what Jesus did for you, for those who love him, that he went down and he conquered every situation that could really have you losing. So that means that if you're losing, meaning you're not seeing abundance in your life, you are disgruntled with your results, you're anxious, you're depressed, you're the hater, all those things are allowing even hateration to get to you, all these things, that is because you're not operating in the winning state of mind. There's going to be that constant battle between our flesh and our spirit. They on their job. But in our mind is where we decide, are we going to be tempted to align with the world, with our flesh, with what we can see, what people say, or are we going to align what God has done and what he says about us being successful? You got to realize that when I talked earlier about industries where there are only a few people that could be at the top, in those industries, these are the industries most of us have been programmed to. And even in our network marketing companies, yes, you're supposed to edify and respect all leaders. And of course, especially ones who've gone before you. That's a given. But you're not supposed to idolize them, the idea of thinking you can't get there yourself. That's not what I teach. I've never had one of my mentors, even though they were never in network marketing, ever give me the idea that I had the opportunity to be anything less than great, the best of the best. And they even taught me with that there was enough room for me to be the best of the best, even though that they were the best of the best. So this is what we're training here. Now, I need you to know that you have to get a hold of your mind and not be an accomplice in your mind with the world and with people of the world. We have to be partners with the kingdom. Now, what does that mean? Abundant-minded. There's more than enough. Now, I want you to know this secret. I'm letting one of the secrets out because I have an audio that's going to be coming out soon called Millionaire Secrets. How you can get to your first million, even if you're broke. We talking about from zero to hero. And I'm going to be letting a few of those little secrets out the bag over this series. But when it's time for you to invest, you need to invest in yourself. Now, I'm going to tell you this right here, because that's one of the secrets. People need to invest. But I'm going to tell you this right here. You ready for this? You have to everything you need to be successful. And you say, hold on, Nicola, what are you talking about? I said it again. You have access. You have access. If you can hear my voice right now, you have access to everything you need to be massively successful. I mean, win at a high level. But maybe you've not discovered it yet. Well, what's the difference of having access and not being discovered? Like, meaning, maybe you've not asked. Maybe you've not sought it. Maybe you've not knocked at the door of what it is that you need to be successful, meaning to win. Maybe you've not been exposed to it. I mean, no one ever laid out on you. This is something the Holy Spirit gave to me, guys, because when I started going back into, oh, I made my first million in network marketing, what have you, he said, oh, that wasn't your first opportunity to make your first million. And I'm saying, well, what do you mean? And he brought these things back into my remembrance, and I'm sharing them with you. He said that you might have even been exposed to it, but you didn't know what to do with it. You might not have amassed major success because maybe you discovered it. Maybe you've been exposed to it, but you didn't pursue it. Something in your hand, you got access, but you didn't pursue it. I'm going to go a step further. Maybe you pursued it, but without proper training and mentorship. I'm going to go back because this is even in the word that says that God's grace is all sufficient. When you begin to understand that he's given us as humans access everything, but it's the things that we do. Now, I want to tell you something. Just like I shared earlier, that as I am writing these things down and creating the curriculums and putting things in place for the Millionaire Mastermind, all these things that were already just kind of, I've gone through them, they've been buried, and now they're all coming out, and I'm saying, wow. Had no clue I'd been through all that. Had no clue that I missed my first million many a times. I missed it many a times, family, and so did you. Now, I want to tell you something. Holy Spirit shared with me and said, you know what? Number one, back then, you didn't ask me. You were just going on all about your own business. I was about 23 years old. By this time, I had several properties in real estate. Haven't many people made millions of dollars in real estate? Well, why didn't I? Well, I definitely didn't put in the work for it. I didn't even try to have no faith for it. It was just something I was doing. I didn't even realize at that moment how much faith would activate the hand of God. By this time, I had still already had 2 children. 3 was already buried. And I began to exercise faith in my personal life, but I wasn't activating it in my business life. It was like I would put God only in a corner. It was me and him at home in private. But when I went into the salon or anyplace else, I didn't have conversations with him before that. I can tell you right now, then even after that, with the real estate piece, then now he started bringing people into my life. But I didn't know what those people were for. I just thought I was just meeting them. So I had the opportunity, but I didn't know what to do with it. I was being exposed. But I didn't know what to do with it. This leads us to what Dr. Monroe would say, is whenever you don't know the use of a thing, abuse occurs. So I just thought, I met this gentleman. And his name was Jim Highsmith. He was young. He probably was maybe a year or two older than me. He had a mortgage company. But I met Mr. Jim Highsmith through Mr. Shackelford, who began to mentor me in real estate. I've told this story before, and I shared on how, you know, Mr. Shackelford just took me right up under his wing. It started off with me just needing a private lender for a real estate investment property. So actually, it was the other way around. Jim is who introduced me to Mr. Shackelford. So when I started working with Jim doing the mortgages, I was green. I didn't know what I was doing, but he was mentoring me. And Jim said to me, Nicola, I know you're buying real estate. You've been buying real estate now for a few years. By this time, like I said, I was about 23, 24 years old, going into 25. And he said, have you ever considered to even buy some real estate in another country? See, mine couldn't go that far to get thee out of your country. Like what God told Abraham. I was scared. I was skeptical. I wasn't trusting that God was in this, where this gentleman was giving me an opportunity to buy property in Panama, the Panama Canal, and that was the clue. I had the clue. That was where my mother was born. And he's saying, okay, God was like, you can go back there. That's where my grandmother had property. That's where she had all of her riches taken away. She put the money in the bank during Noriega. Everything was taken out. She came back to America with all of her life savings without it. And this was a time. I'm taking you down this road for you to go back and realize the opportunities that you've wasted, that God has given you to be successful. And you're tempted to fear, to doubt, versus just take action. And he's given you every opportunity to get out. And you missed it, but his grace and his mercy giving you another opportunity right now because you're hearing this message. And he said, you want to buy some real estate over there? It was dirt cheap. It was even cheaper than the real estate I was buying in the States. But all I could think about is, you ain't going to take my little bit of money. Just like folks who think that when somebody trying to help them, they trying to hurt them. You don't know the difference. You can't even discern the difference. And when the properties that I was buying in the States is what ended up taking my mom into bankruptcy, ended up having me lose so much of my money, when now Jim Highsmith and them bought some property over there in the Panama Canal, and that property went up. I mean, it was like, maybe he's like, hey, you can buy some condos, $30,000, $40,000, buying properties at $100,000, $30,000, $40,000. Now those properties, close to $1 million. I was exposed, but I didn't pursue. Because I didn't have a winning state of mind. I didn't really reckon or become friends with winning. Because everybody around me didn't look like they were winning. So I knew I was a little bit different, but not that much different. I didn't have to look different. I just had to think different. And be recognized that Jim Highsmith, now introduced me to Mr. Shackelford. Mr. Shackelford opened up, hey, I'll fund any property you want to do. And instead of me focusing on letting him fund those properties, because I had already read the books, 10 properties, $1 million, what have you, I got sidetracked quick money. That's how people rubberneck, even in their network marketing business. I got sidetracked with little money. Oh, I was a little bit harder. I didn't want to put in all the work. I had the faith, but I didn't want to put in the work. And then now I started getting sidetracked, and I said, you know what? I can now have Mr. Shackelford do some properties for some other folks. Continue to put the oxygen on myself before I could help someone else. I needed more mentorship. I needed more training. And I started already thinking I was all of that. So I start now, Mr. Shackelford, go ahead and get this property for this person, that person. Then some of the people stop paying the man. I'm going to mess up our relationship. The Abraham and Lot situation. All I can tell you guys is that you have to say yes to a winning state of mind. You have to say yes to know that you have access. But you might not have discovered it. We're going to be breaking down all this week. You might have now exposed, but you don't know what to do with it. The best thing I did, the best thing I was able to say to any of my mentors was, I don't know. Because if you're able to admit, I'm not there yet, I don't know, then the teacher, a true teacher, will know it's their responsibility to help you know. Do you know, even till this day, my mentor, Dame DC Cordova, she dropped me an email. She know what I'm about to do. She dropped me an email. She said, somebody gave this to me for me, but I know that this is going to help you. And I'm sitting here saying, just tears in my eyes, like all the seeds everywhere else, I allow God now to water them, and the harvest may not sprout up from the same people you help. But the harvest is coming. Let's open up the call this morning, guys. Let's open up the call this morning. I'm excited about this series. Are you? Are you? We're coming in. Hey. Who we got in the queue this morning? Good morning. 318 949020. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you, Nicole? It's Monica.
Hey, Monica, how are you?
I am good. I am good. This is rich, good, and thick.
This some good stuff,
rich,
ain't it?
Good. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I was sitting back, and I was going back when you said, just look back at the things that you was exposed to, but you didn't take the opportunity with. And I said, oh, this is good, rich, and thick. Oh, this is good, rich, and thick. And I was like, oh, my gosh. So many opportunities, so many. But I thank God that we have the winning mindset to jump on the call to further and be exposed to those that are doing, that has already paved the way like yourself, and we thank you for it. And not only that, but to be exposed to other great leaders to push us to the next level. So as long as we got ourselves surrounded by those that are doing powerful things that help us that are not at the position where we need to be to reach up and just do what we got to do. Because I know these last couple of weeks I've been beating this flesh to do the opposite of what I'm normally used to doing. Mm-hmm. And so it's like I can feel it down in my bones. I was like, yo, you finna get in line. Oh, you finna get in line because my mind is here. So I need my body to line up with action. So this is rich, thick, and good. That's all I got to say.
Wow, that's what I am telling you right now, because the opportunities, do you realize that even opportunities like getting more of your teams on the line so their mindset is right so that you guys have teams that are aligned? Do you realize something as simple as every single day doing your 5-5-5 formula, getting people just in front of the information? It doesn't matter if they say yes, no, maybe so. Those are opportunities that are consistently missed, where you will realize that you have access to everything you need, but we're always having our mind. We're not in a winning state of mind, so our mind is telling us we need more. It's something else that's missing. It's not so. It's not so. What's missing is for you to pursue. That's what's missing, and pursue and get the training and the mentorship and push. Good morning, 770, last 48970. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Sandra. So great, great to hear your voice this morning. And I am blessed. I mean, you are always, you had me laughing earlier too, because you are always simplifying things. You know, sometimes we want to make things all complicated, but the truth will set you free, and it's just that simple. And the reality about access that you're talking about is that we serve an unlimited God. So it's like almost foolishness to think that he would have any limitations. Anything and everything you need is at your fingertips, because all you have to do is ask. And he will set up the right atmosphere, the right tone. He'll bring the right people. And that's what he's showing me, that just like you said, the thing is, I've already come to the realization that I missed out on different opportunities because I wasn't prepared, or I was just in the way, right? Like, I was just too caught up in my own mind. And I'm realizing when you talk about humble giants, like, that has to – I keep that in my spirit, because I've been a giant for a long time. I just wasn't a humble one. So, of course, he's not going to allow me to go out there and do something that is probably against his will for my life. So he had to keep me back. So now as I humble myself and I remember that I'm a humble giant, right, that I can move and be in his presence and do everything that he's called me to do, but at all times giving him the honor and making sure he's directing, not me directing, but him directing, then he's going to provide the opportunities. He's going to provide the open doors. And, you know, when you talk about there's room at the top, one of the things I realize is we've been trained, or I'll speak for myself, I've been trained to think that opportunities are limited. But when you start serving an unlimited God, he has unlimited opportunities. And that means everyone, everyone can be at the top. There's no limitation when it comes to him. And so that's revolutionary right there. And that sometimes can be the hardest thing to get past, because we were trained, remember, even from middle school, high school, elementary, there were limited numbers of A's. Not everybody was going to get an A, so everybody was fighting to get their little A. We've been trained to think limited, and you're talking about unlimitations, taking off limitations. And that's scary, but I thank God that he has you pushing us forward. And you had me laughing. I just want to share this real quick. Last week you were talking to me, and you were like, stop it. Just stop it. I was like, ooh, I needed to hear that. Why are you making this so hard? You know, why are you just get over it and stop putting things in the way when you know you've been called for greatness? You know you've been called to do God's kingdom. So stop it. And I was just like, thank you, God, for Nicola. I really needed you during this time, and I prayed for you, and he brought you to me. So that's another testament. If you pray for what you need, God will bring it. He will. That he loves you too much. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
So powerful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Now, listen, guys, you know, having a winning state of mind, saying yes to a winning state of mind. Some people start twiddling their thumbs. They got to hurry up and get off the call, and guess what? Winning state of mind means I'm going to stay. The call ain't over until it's over. And guess what? You know, we did the 300th episode. There were some winners. And you've got to stay on the call. And you got to hear your name called. And then you will need to email. I'm giving you guys the email right now. You're emailing successwithnicola@gmail.com with the name, and you have. It only take you about 5 minutes to type, take you less than that, especially if you were posting something bad on Instagram or Facebook. But this is what I'm going to tell you right here. We got three winners, right? Remember, the first winner is going to have a 30-minute coaching session, a 30-minute coaching session. There were some people, and you were able to go back in the feed and pull out some names. A 30-minute coaching session with Nicola Smith-Jackson or Robert Jackson. And the winner is Ms. Nancy Johnson. Nancy Johnson, 30-minute coaching session. Then we have Ms. Felicia Cross. She got the power of 10X, the power of 10X, the network marketing training system, the power of 10X. And then we have Billy Golden that got both. Billy Golden that got both. So you want to go ahead and you want to put inside the subject line, I am a winner. I am a winner. I am a winner. You see, some people probably like, oh my Lord, if you guys hung up the line, and we got to make sure they don't answer. That's with Nicola@gmail.com. I'm a winner with the names that we just called out. The names we just called, Nancy Johnson, 30-minute coaching session. Then we have Felicia Cross, Power 10X, Billy Golden, got both. You want to go ahead and email us right now. I'm a winner. If they don't answer in time, that's one of the things about pursuing. You got to take massive action. And what did Robert talk about? He said first movers access, or you might have heard first movers advantage. Make your move and say yes to a winning state of mind. Take care, guys.